Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the chapter summaries. Adi Lila, Chapter 8, Purports. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami first of all teaches us to offer respect to the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhara Prabhu, and Srivas Prabhu, along with all the other devotees. And we must strictly follow the principle of offering our respects to the Panchatattva as summarized in the mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivasa Adi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. So at the beginning of every function in preaching, especially before chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So therefore we must chant the Panchatattva's names and offer our respects to them. In Vaishnava philosophy, there are three ways for perfection, namely sadhana siddha, which is perfection attained by executing devotional service according to the rules and regulations. Secondly, nitya siddha, eternal perfection attained by never forgetting Krishna at any time. And lastly, kripa siddha, perfection attained by the mercy of the spiritual master or another Vaishnava. Kaviraj Goswami herein stresses kripa siddha, perfection by the mercy of superior authorities. This mercy does not depend on the qualifications of a devotee, for by such mercy, even if a devotee is dumb, he or she can speak or write in order to glorify Lord Chaitanya splendidly. And even if lame, one can cross mountains. And even if blind, one can see the stars in the sky. The croaking of the frogs in the rainy season resounds very loudly in the forest, with the result that snakes, hearing the croaking in the darkness, approach the frogs and swallow them. Similarly, the so-called educational vibrations of the tongues of university professors who do not have any spiritual knowledge is like the croaking of frogs. If one is seriously interested in Krishna conscious activities, he or she must be ready to follow the rules and regulations laid down by the acharyas, and one must understand their conclusions. The Shastra says, Dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena gatak sapanta. It is very difficult to understand the secret of Krishna consciousness, but one who advances by the instruction of the previous acharyas and who follows in the footsteps of one's predecessors in the line of disciplic succession will have success, whereas others will not. Srila Narottama Das Thakur says in this connection, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peyeche Keba. Unless one serves the spiritual master and the acharyas, one cannot be liberated. Elsewhere, Narottam Das Thakur says, Echai Goshai Jar Mui Tar Das Ta Sabara Padarenu Morda Panchagras. I simply accept that person who follows in the footsteps of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, and the dust of such a person's lotus feet is my food. In these verses, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, is very seriously stressing the importance of worshiping the Panchatattva. If one becomes a devotee of Gaura Sundara or Krishna, but does not give importance to the Panchatattva, namely Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, then one's activities are considered to be offenses, or in the words of Srila Rupa Goswami, Utpata, disturbances. One must therefore be ready to offer due respects to the Panchatattva before becoming a devotee of Lord Gaura Sundara or of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Formerly there were kings like Jarasandha, who strictly followed the Vedic rituals, acted as charitable, competent Kshatriyas, possessed all Kshatriya qualities, and were even obedient to the Brahmanical culture, but who did not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jarasandha attacked Krishna many times, and each time, of course, Jarasandha was defeated. So like Jarasandha, any man who performs Vedic rituals but does not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be considered an asura or demon. Similarly, one who does not accept Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna himself is also a demon. This is the conclusion of authoritative scriptures. Therefore, both the so-called devotion to Gaura Sundara without devotional service to Krishna and the so-called Krishna Bhakti without devotional service to Gaura Sundara are both non-devotional activities. So if one wants to be successful on the path of Krishna consciousness, he or she must be thoroughly conscious of the personality of Gaura Sundara as well as the personality of Krishna. Knowing the personality of Gaura Sundara means knowing the personalities of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhara, Srivas, and all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, pursuant to the authorities, stresses this principle for perfection in Krishna consciousness. In the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says this, Kirtanad eva krishnasya muktasanga parang vrajet. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra or Lord Krishna's holy name, one is liberated and goes back home, back to Godhead. This Krishna consciousness must be achieved through the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One cannot be complete in Krishna consciousness unless he or she accepts Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates as the only means for success. It is because of these considerations that Lord Chaitanya accepted sannyas, for thus people would offer Lord Chaitanya respect and very quickly come to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Since Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, inaugurated the Krishna consciousness movement, without Lord Chaitanya's mercy, one cannot be elevated to the transcendental platform of Krishna consciousness. Krishna is so merciful that Krishna is always thinking how to liberate the conditioned souls from the material platform. And it is for this reason that Krishna incarnates, as clearly indicated in the 4th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijami aham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata Arjuna, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I myself descend. So Krishna always protects the living entities in many ways. Krishna comes himself. Krishna sends his own confidential devotees. And Krishna leaves behind him shastras like Bhagavad Gita. Why? It is so that people may take advantage of the benediction to be liberated from the clutches of Maya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas so that even a foolish person who accepted Lord Chaitanya as an ordinary sannyasi would offer Lord Chaitanya respect, for this would help diminish one's material distresses and ultimately liberate one from the material clutches. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati points out in this connection that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined form of Sri Radha and Krishna. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. So therefore, when fools consider Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be an ordinary human being, thus treating Lord Chaitanya disrespectfully, the merciful Lord Chaitanya, in order to deliver these foolish offenders, accepted sannyas so that these foolish offenders would offer Lord Chaitanya obeisances, accepting Lord Chaitanya simply as a sannyasi. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas in order to bestow his great mercy upon the people in general who cannot appreciate Lord Chaitanya as Radha and Krishna themselves. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says in this connection, O living entities, simply engage yourselves in Krishna consciousness, for this is the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya preached this cult, instructing the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in his 8 verses known as Shiksha Ashtaka. And Lord Chaitanya also said, Iha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe sabar. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one will get all perfection in one's life. Therefore, one who does not show Lord Chaitanya respect, or who cannot appreciate Lord Chaitanya's mercy, despite all these merciful gestures, is asura, or an opponent of bona fide devotional service to Lord Vishnu, even though one may be considered very much exalted in human society. The word asura refers to one who is against devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Thus, it should be noted that unless one worships Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is useless to become a devotee of Krishna. And unless one worships Krishna, it is also useless to become a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such so-called devotional service is to be understood to be a product of Kali Yuga. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks in this connection that atheistic smartas, or worshippers of the 5 kinds of demigods, worship Lord Vishnu for a little bit of satisfaction in material success, but they have no respect for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thinking Lord Chaitanya to be one of the ordinary living entities, they discriminate between Gaura Sundara and Sri Krishna. Such understanding is also demoniac and is against the conclusion of the Acharyas. Such a conclusion is simply a product of the age of Kali. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Because a person who performs Krishna Bhakti but does not understand Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda will simply waste his or her time, the author, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, requests everyone to take to the worship of Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu and the Panchatattva. Krishna Das assures everyone that any person who does so will be successful in Krishna consciousness. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in this connection that people in general, in their narrow-minded conception of life, create many different types of humanitarian activities, but the humanitarian activities inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are quite different. For logicians who want to accept only that which is proven through logic and argument, it is a fact that without logic and reason, there can be no question of accepting the absolute truth. Unfortunately, when such logicians take to this path without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they remain on the platform of logic and argument and do not advance in spiritual life. However, if one is intelligent enough to apply his or her arguments and logic to the subtle understanding of the fundamental spiritual substance, then one will be able to know that a poor fund of knowledge established on the basis of material logic cannot help one understand the absolute truth, which is beyond the reach of imperfect senses. Therefore, the scripture Mahabharata says, Achintya khalu ye bhava, natang starkena yojayet. How can that which is beyond the imagination or sensory speculation of mundane creatures be approached simply by logic? Logic and argument are very poor in spiritual strength, and they are always imperfect when applied to spiritual understanding. By putting forward mundane logic, one frequently comes to the wrong conclusion regarding the absolute truth, and as a result of such a conclusion, one may fall down to accept a body like that of a jackal. Despite all of this, those who are actually inquisitive to understand the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through logic and argument are very much welcome. Indeed, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami addresses them. Oh, please put Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to your crucial test. And if you are actually a logician, you will come to the right conclusion that there is no personality more merciful than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let the logicians compare all the results of other humanitarian work with the merciful activities of Lord Chaitanya, and if their judgment is impartial, they will understand that no other humanitarian activities can surpass those of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone is engaged in humanitarian activities, but on the basis of the body. But from Bhagavad Gita, we understand differently. Antavanta ime deha nityas yokta sharirinaha. The material body is ultimately subject to destruction, whereas the spiritual soul is eternal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philanthropic activities are performed in connection with the eternal soul. So however one tries to benefit the body, it will be destroyed, and one will have to accept another body according to one's present activities. If one does not, therefore, understand the science of transmigration, but instead considers the body to be all in all, then one's intelligence is not very advanced. Without neglecting the necessities of the body, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted spiritual advancement in order to purify the existential condition of all humanity. Therefore, if a logician makes one's judgment impartially, the logician will surely find that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Mahabhadanya Avatar, the most magnanimous incarnation of God. Lord Chaitanya is even more magnanimous than Lord Krishna himself, for Lord Krishna demanded that one surrender unto him. But Krishna did not distribute love of Godhead as magnanimously as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami offers Lord Chaitanya respectful obeisances with these words: Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Twishe Namaha. Lord Krishna simply gave Bhagavad Gita, by which one can understand Lord Krishna as he is. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is also Krishna himself, gave people love of Krishna without discrimination. Recorded August 30, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Lord Gauranga is calling, please chant the holy name. In every town and village, there's no time for all your games. You know it's time to wake up, find out who you are. Wake up, time to wake up. You're dreaming on a star. Lord Gauranga is calling, please come and dance with me. And if you chant to be happy, try it and you'll see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.